The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
I've just discovered why women want their husbands to wear wedding rings. A wedding ring is a matrimonial tourniquet designed to stop circulation.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. And now to the business at hand. Oh, Ginger.
Hello, Mr. Holtz. How do you like this new dress I'm wearing? Isn't it sensational?
Oh, it's very nice, Ginger, but why is it so dirty?
I fell in a mud puddle on my way over here.
With your new dress on?
Well, Mr. Holtz, it happened so fast, I didn't have time to take it off.
I love that girl. Love that girl. Oh, but here's a story. Here's a little story about the Itsy Fitsy Lodge. There's a lodge on the Lower East Side in New York City, and they have a meeting every 4 weeks. And after the meeting, they give away a prize. And this night, they were giving a prize away to the most stubborn man in the lodge. The first guy to get up is Lapidus and says, you can slip me the 15 bucks because I am a mule. He says, I've got a daughter. She's engaged to a boy. He came to me, he said, I would like to marry your daughter. I said, okay. He said, we're going to have a wedding, orchestra, music, 11 pieces. I said, 9. He said, 11. I said, 9. He said, 11. I said, 9. He said, 11. I said, 9. I said, the marriage is off. That's 14 years ago. They're still engaged. I'm holding out for 2 pieces. The next fellow got up and says, well, he says, he's pretty stubborn, pretty stubborn. He says, but not like me. He says, I had a toothache, shouldn't happen to a dog. I went to a dentist. I says, Dennis, extract me the tooth. He says, which tooth is hurting you? I wouldn't answer him. I told him, I brought the toothache. You got the education. Open up my mouth, look around there, see what's going on. He yanked me out of the tooth. He says, that's the tooth. I says, no. He yanked me out another tooth. He says, that's the tooth. I says, no. He yanked me out every tooth except the right one. That's 6 years ago, and the tooth still hurts me. The next fella got up. He says, I heard the remarks of the last two members. They are stubborn but mildly. He says, I was born in Russia. He says, one winter night in Russia, the worst winter we've ever known, 0 was below. 11 o'clock at night, I says, I'll go down and see my sweetheart, Fanny. I walked out on the street. By the time I walked 5 blocks, froze by me. The lips, ears, and nose are deep blue, almost a purple. By the time I got to her house, I was numb, frozen, stiff, more dead than alive. I rang the bell. She says, who's there? I wouldn't answer it. I stood there for 5 hours, froze to the sidewalk, fell over in a dead faint. They took me to a hospital. I laid there for 7 months between life and death. That's 31 years ago. She don't know to this day who rang the bell.
You know, Mr. Holtz, I've been thinking.
Well, if I know you, Ginger, there's probably hundreds of handsome men running through your mind.
That's right, Mr. Holtz. They wouldn't dare walk.
And you ain't kidding. Meeting's adjourned.